Courtney, thanks so much for joining me on Dirt Music.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Now, you grew up in Phoenix, Arizona. How long did you tough it out in Phoenix, Arizona? I've been there once, and it didn't seem like the most exciting town in America.
I toughed it out until about 21, and then I moved up to Seattle. I just wanted to see if I could live in both extremes, and I did. Phoenix is dry and arid and hot, and Seattle is cold and dreary and rainy.
But you must have started performing in Phoenix and so forth. Was that where you...
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was about 15, I started going to these coffee shops and asking them if I could play on Friday nights. And I'd rally some family and friends, and that's how I started.
And what were you doing then? Had you started writing your own songs?
Yeah. So actually, I accidentally started. I loved punk music when I was a kid, and so... My girlfriends and I started a feminist punk band, and we all made this plan. We had this rehearsal that took way too long for one song. We rehearsed one song for 8 hours, which now thinking back on, we just really didn't know how to play our instruments. But we all made this plan. Let's go write a song, and we'll all come back. We'll have three songs. Nobody wrote a song. Everybody came back, and they're like, I don't have anything. And I came back with three, I think. And that's when I became a songwriter.
And what was the punk rock you were listening to in that era?
So I was listening to older stuff. Really liked The Clash. But I also, you know, really liked The Distillers. Brody Dale was, you know, kind of my hero growing up. Because I was like, she's doing rock and roll as a woman. And that was really inspiring. But I also really loved Bikini Kill and Rancid and all sorts of punk.
And so what was the... Was there a sort of pivotal moment when you moved away from the punk rock?
I mean, yeah, this sort of shows my age a bit. I was on this thing called Acid Planet, and it's like this, you know, recording website or whatever. You can record your music and put it online and see the forum. And I was also posting on MySpace. The songs up on MySpace and that sort of thing. And somebody comments on this Acid Planet forum. They say, hey, your music sounds really great. It's kind of like great folk music. And I know that sounds so silly, but, you know, I didn't come from a musical family, and I'd never heard that term before. I thought folk music meant only traditional music. And so I was like, huh, folk music. And then I just started looking things up, and that's when I found the music that really spoke with me, and I realized that songwriting was really my calling. And
what were the people that galvanized your attention early on in this quote-unquote folk music world?
Well, it started with the newer stuff first. So I started really liking Elliott Smith because, you know, Elliott Smith's an easy transition from punk. He was in a punk band himself, Heat Miser. And so that's what I started listening to. And then it kind of went into more of... When I was about 17 or 18, started discovering Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and that sort of stuff. So, yeah.
Right. And those early, I mean, the feminist punk songs, how do you look back on them now? Have they survived? I mean, do you ever perform them acoustically?
No, I have never. I've never done some version, although that would be great if I did some Bikini Kill songs in a folk way. But... You know, I look back on them very fondly. That's how I started. So it's definitely a nostalgic thing for me anytime those records are on the stereo. So,
And how did you hone, you know, the craft of songwriting? I mean, was it just, I mean, do you look back on some of your early songs and go, what was I thinking? Or are you pretty happy with some of the very
early? Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like a craft like anything else. Uh-huh. You know, I look back on my singing, I look back on my writing, and just realized how much I've grown and how much I've pushed myself. And it's very painful to listen to the songs I wrote when I was 15 and 16. I just didn't know how to write a song yet. I hadn't gone to the school of song, so to speak. So,
And is there one song where you go, okay, I am actually a songwriter? I mean, was there a moment when the penny dropped and you went, okay, I've moved from... learning to kind of knowing what I'm doing here?
Yeah, I think in my early 20s, I started to really click. So it was a good, you know, 6 or 7 years of trying to figure that out.
Right.
You know, it's just when you start to not feel bad for yourself in songs, I feel like that's when you get a why. When you start becoming more wise and worldly, and that's when the songs start crafting.
Mm-hmm.
When you know more than the song. You know, when the song when the song is yours and you own it, and that's when you start becoming a good songwriter.
And do you write quickly?
It really depends. Some of them are very gracious and they just come right fully formed in 10 minutes. And then others I spend banging my head against the wall for, you know, months. So it just depends.
And are you one of these people that can that quite easily write when you're like touring Australia and in the back of a vehicle or sitting in an airport lounge waiting to fly to another city, or do you have to sort of set aside time where you go, okay, this is writing time?
I can write anywhere as long as I'm alone. I don't like people interrupting the process and that sort of thing. So I'm great at writing in hotel rooms. And I try and write whenever I can. I feel like it's important to continually, you know, exercise that muscle.
And do you ever get, speaking of that muscle, I mean, do you ever get fearful that it's gone? I mean, I've spoken to a lot of songwriters over the years, and most of them say that if they don't write for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, they actually think that they've lost what they invariably do call the muscle, and it's never going to come back. I mean, do you get fearful?
You know, I have had that thought cross my mind, but if you're good at songwriting, if you've developed that skill and that craft, you can write a song, and it may not be inspired, but you can write a good song. It may not be like this crazy, like Hard Rain's Gonna Fall song, like Bob, where it's just like, what was that, you know? But you can write good songs, I feel like, always, and I don't get afraid of that. I feel like, you know, you can always write good songs.